K-A-Y-T, Gina Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. K-A-Y-T, praising the Lord.
Spoken Word with Prophet Johnson Lee Simpson Jr. and Sister Luella Simpson of Alexandria, Louisiana. And now, today's broadcast.
Praise and praise and praise and praise and thanks out there in radio land. Praise the Lord. Good morning on this beautiful, great, blessed first Sunday in April. This is Johnson Lee and Luella coming to you, God with God Spoken Word Ministry. Matter of fact, I'm going to put God first. This is God's spoken word.
Amen.
With Luella and Johnson Lee Simpson coming to you on the behalf of the Lord Jesus Christ. Pray, baby, pray.
Lord, thank you for another day that the Lord has made. We're going to rejoice and be glad in it.
Say it,
Lord,
baby,
bless
say
all
it.
Your saints everywhere. Bless all the bereaved family. Comfort their heart like never before.
Say it, say
get a hold
it.
To all our children, loved ones, all of mine to be saved. Bless all the sick and shed in the hospital carrying from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
we
Lord.
We speak healing in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Lord, we just thank you for everything you already done, what you finna do.
Yes,
we
Lord.
We give you all the praise and all the honor because you worthy to be praised.
Worthy to be
all
praised.
All these blessings we ask in Jesus' name.
And a special
thank
prayer,
God
Lord.
Thank God for my husband.
Thank God for my wife. And a special prayer for the one that affected by the storm.
Amen.
Praying for the Marines and the one lost
yes,
loved one.
Lord.
Just praying all the way prayer
Amen.
For all the ones that affected by the storm, praise the
Amen.
Lord, we thank God.
Thank you,
all right, the message this morning, praise the Lord, is have you got it like the Bible says?
Have you got it like the Bible
I said, have you got it like the Bible says?
Amen.
I don't care how good you preach, have you got it like the Bible says? I don't care how many members that you pastor, have you got it like the Bible says? I don't care how much you prophesy and lay hands on the sicker. Have you got it like the Bible said?
Hallelujah.
I don't care how far you travel, how many hundreds and thousands of miles you travel. Have you got it like the Bible said?
Amen.
I don't care how many books you wrote, how many songs you sang, how many CDs, good God Almighty, that you put out, how many DVDs,
shut up a whole
shot now, that you done put out, how the Boshikana, all the mysteries you know and all that knowledge you know, have you got it?
Amen.
Like the Bible says, I don't care what you're doing and how good you're doing that. Have you got him? Like the Bible says, oh, Bishop, I don't care how many churches you over.
Amen.
Have you got it? Like the Bible says, oh, thank you, Jesus.
Peter.
Oh, District Elder, I don't care how many districts that you over. Have you got him? Like
that
the Bible says,
say.
I don't care how much you fast or how much you pray. Have you got him? Like
that
the Bible says, good God Almighty. And if you don't have him, like
Amen.
The Bible says, all you
Praise
doing
it.
Is in vain. All your preaching is in vain. Sisters, some of y'all preach good. Some of y'all writing books. Some of y'all sing good gospel songs. But have you got
Praise
him? Like the Bible says, sisters, if you deck down in your earrings and your makeup and your pot and paint and your toenail paint and your fingernail painted and your blouse open and your dress too tight and you're wearing pants, you don't have him. Like the Bible says, preachers, if your hair long is my wife, thank you, Jesus. And if you got an earring in your ear, and if your clothes too tight, if your pants hug you too tight, so you can see every crook and every wrinkle, you don't have it. Like the Bible says, thank you, Jesus.
Thank
he said
you, Jesus.
In his word, many gonna say, Lord, Lord, God Almighty,
Praise
and not gonna enter
Amen.
In. Many gonna say, Lord, I cast out devil your name.
Amen.
I did all kind of wonderful things in your name. But he gonna say, depart from me.
I never knew you. Hallelujah.
I know you're not.
Amen.
Your work is in iniquity.
Amen.
Why? Because
Praise
you didn't
that.
Have, like the Bible says.
Hallelujah.
The Bible says in St. John 3:5, Jesus answered, and verily, verily, I say unto thee, I say, if a man be born out of water, head out of water.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, you got to be baptized. You can't get away
yes,
from
Lord.
The baptism. Yeah, you got to go down
yes,
in
Lord.
Jesus' name. That's the only way you're going to get the sin
yes,
washed
Lord.
Off of you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Have you got it like the Bible says?
Say.
If you got baptized
Praise
in it. The other way, you got wet but nothing.
Amen.
And Jesus, except a man be born of the water and of the spirit. He cannot enter into the kingdom
of
God. That's it. That's
Amen.
The bottom line. That's all of it. That's the whole thing
Amen.
Right there. If you ain't baptized in Jesus' name and filled with the Holy
Amen.
Ghost, you can't enter into the kingdom
Praise
God.
There.
That means you're going to hell. Have you got it?
Like
the Bible
say.
Says, if you're not lining up with the Bible,
Amen.
You're going to hell. That's why Jesus said, hell in St. John 5:39, such the scriptures.
Yes, Lord.
God of my... Such the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and they are which testify of me. How you gonna testify of Jesus when you ain't got it right? How you gonna preach the word, preachers, when you don't have it right? How you gonna teach that word if you ain't got it right? How you gonna write books, how about Jesus? They're writing books, but they ain't writing the books about Jesus.
Amen.
They write a book on the Bible, but it's not about the Bible.
Yes, Lord.
Sometimes they write books and they're way off. They don't tell you nothing about Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
They don't tell you nothing about their sins. Have you got him?
Like
the Bible says, if you're not crying loud,
yes,
and spare
Lord.
Not the hallelujah. You don't have him. Like the Bible says, if you're not coming against fornication and adultery, hallelujah,
Amen.
And despiteful. And weakness. If you ain't coming against lust, and homosexual, if you ain't coming against murders, and hypocrites, and false prophets, and false apostles, and whoremongers, and gambling, and witchcraft, hell, you don't
Praise
have it.
It
like the Bible said. Hit it, baby, hit it.
Don't have it like the Bible said. You got to get baptized in the name, filled with the Holy Ghost, heaven, and speaking in tongues. Walk holy, talk holy. He said, be holy, for I am a holy God. We got to be holy men and women of God.
Yes, Lord, yes,
Lord. Walk holy, talk holy, look holy, look like a holy woman, man of God. I tell you, my God is a good God.
Uh-huh.
Oh, taste and see that my God is good.
Yes.
He waiting on y'all people. He calling y'all.
Amen.
He said, tell my people I'm coming. Tell them, take on my name.
Uh-huh.
Get baptized in my name because I love them.
Yes.
I love them. Hallelujah. Take on my name.
Yes.
I'm waiting on him with his arm wide open.
Yes.
Come on to Jesus.
Yes.
The answer's in Jesus.
Yes.
All you got to do, put your mind on Jesus. Keep you in perfect peace. Who mind stayed on him.
Yes.
I love him. I love him more than every day. And I won't take it back because God has been good to me down through the years. And he's still being
yes,
good.
Lord.
I thank him for everything he already
thank
done for you.
Amen.
God supply all your needs unto his riches and glory.
Have you got it? Like the Bible says,
hallelujah.
1 Peter 1:15 says, but
Jesus.
As he which had called it, you was holy, so be ye holy, and all manners of conversation. Have you got it?
Like the Bible
said, somebody said, well, it ain't the clothes you wear. You're a lying wonder.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Somebody said, well, God look on the heart and not the outward appearance. You're a lying wonder.
Amen.
He said, be holy.
Yes,
holy means everywhere. All over.
Amen.
You got to sanctify yourself from the head to the toe.
Amen.
Have you got it? Like the Bible says, preacher man, you can't walk around like no sweet daddy
Amen.
And like no honey daddy
Jesus.
And call yourself a minister. How the most shut now. I don't got how much word you got down in you. You got to live this word.
How
the Bible said, be doers of the word
Amen.
And not hearers only. Some of y'all got the word in you, but you ain't living the word. Greater than he.
Greater is he that's in me,
that he's in the world. If it's holy inside, you're going to dress outside. Have you got him? Like the Bible says, women, they're preaching the word. Put off the pants. Put off the earrings. Put off the makeup. God Almighty, put on holiness. The Bible says in Romans 13:14, put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make not provision for the flesh. Put it off. Put it off. Put on holiness. God is calling for holiness. God is calling for holiness. God Almighty, he told the children of Israel when Moses went over there and brought them back on this side. He told them in Leviticus 11:44, be ye holy.
For
I am holy. Sanctify yourself.
Yes.
Come off from among them.
Uh-huh.
Be separated.
Yes.
Sanctify yourself.
Yes,
turn it loose. Let it go. Leave it alone.
Amen.
Sanctify yourself. God Almighty, if you preach them and got a girlfriend, you don't have it. Like the Bible said, if you preach them, women and got a boyfriend, you don't have it. Like the Bible said, God Almighty, if you preach them and if you mean and grouch and low down, can't get along with nobody and talking all the time. Talking about each other.
Preacher.
God Almighty, you don't have it. Like the Bible said, he said, love one another.
Yes,
love one another.
Uh-huh.
That's how you're going to people going to know that you are my disciple because you love one another. Oh, my sheep come up shot now. Oh, my people, sir, I unleash the deaf angels among the land. Oh, my people, you're disobedient. You're hard-hearted. You're stiff-necked. You won't obey.
Yes,
you won't hear my voice. You won't hear my prophets. So how about she come up on? You have a will against my word. So I have unleashed the deaf angels on the land.
Yes,
that's why it's killing and murdering and raping and the storm over here and the storm over there. God Almighty, have you got him? Like the Bible says, you got to come clean.
Amen.
You got to come clean
Hallelujah.
And do what the Bible says.
Lord.
You got to repent of your sins and get baptized. And get baptized. And get baptized. And get baptized in Jesus' name. God Almighty, that's the only way you can get your sin washed off of you. Have you got it?
Like the Bible says.
Like the Bible says. Revelation 22:11 says, he that is unjust,
let
him be unjust still. And he which is feared, let him be feared still. And he that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, looking at this, let him be holy still. And good God Almighty.
Thank you,
and that 12th verse of the 22nd chapter of Revelation said, and behold,
holy.
I come quickly.
Quickly.
And my reward is with me to give every man,
according
every woman, according to his work shall be. Do you have it
like the Bible says?
Y'all better come on in.
Amen.
Y'all better come on in.
Lord.
Do you have it
like the Bible says?
If you gambling and like to stretch off them numbers, you don't have it like
Lord.
The Bible says.
Amen.
If you in fornication, how you shagging, you don't have it
like
the Bible says. If you women run around here and dressing half naked and setting up in church, showing all your parts of your body, you don't have it like the Bible says. God going to get you preaching for letting them do that. God gonna get you pastor for letting any and everything come up in that church. You supposed to be the shepherd. Had to watch out for the sheep. You
can't
stop them. You got to put the word out.
Sir.
You ain't got to go to them, send them some of them women and tell sister, you got to put some clothes on.
Lord.
Sister, put this towel in front of you. Do it in a nice, respectful way. Have the urgency, sister. Just like that, you can't sit on the front row. How about she come up shot now? I call you dealing with a soul. We don't want to make them mad and they leave the church. But that sister, sit in the back row over here. You can't sit like that.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. You got to respect God's house. You
got to
respect the Lord, and you got to respect the man of God.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. It's a certain way you got to come. You don't go to jail just any kind of way. You don't go to prison just in a way. You don't go to the courthouse just in kind of way. Why you walk in God's house just any kind
Amen.
Of way. I pull out them old cut up men, put out them old cut up jeans. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Do you have it? Like the Bible says,
say,
you
got to
stand for holiness.
Amen.
You got to stand for holiness. Have old sheep come up
yes,
out. Hebrew 12, 14 said, follow peace with all men. And holiness. Good God,
no man
with holiness. Without no man shall see the Lord. What you saying, preacher? If you ain't got the Holy Ghost, you're going to hell.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
if
Lord.
You don't line up with this word, you're going to
Amen.
Hell. You got the sixth book of the Bible.
Yes,
you
Lord.
Got to line up with them. You got to do what they say.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
and I admonish y'all to start in Matthew and read on the Revelation. The Old Testament is good, but we in the New Testament
uh-huh.
now. Hallelujah. We are under grace.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
man
Jesus.
Can have no two or three wives like they did in the Bible because God winked at the ignorance. Now he command all men, hallelujah, they repent.
Yes,
thank
Lord.
You, Jesus. They worship all of God. You can't worship no all of God. He said, thou shalt have no other God
before
me. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
and if you're doing anything you want to do, hallelujah. Hey, you could God Almighty. You have both sheep come on. You don't have it
Preach
like
it.
The Bible says. Do you have it like the Bible says? Oh, do you have it
yes,
like
Lord.
The Bible says?
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Run to Jesus.
Run to Jesus.
Run to all this destruction.
Hallelujah.
Run
Hallelujah.
To all this killing. Run.
Thank you, Jesus.
Run to Jesus.
Yes,
the
Lord.
Devil on the rampage.
Uh-huh.
Run.
Yes,
One
Lord.
Thing I found out, all this killing, all this storms
Preach
of
it.
Killing. One thing I found out. Can't nothing on this earth happen unless God
Amen.
Allow it to happen.
Happen.
God got a reason. God got a reason. Killing her. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
but do you have it?
Like the Bible
said, you got to walk in the Word.
Uh-huh.
You got to walk in Psalm 91.
Yes,
you got to walk in Psalm 23.
Yes,
you got to walk in Psalm 19. You got to walk in Psalm, thank you, Jesus,
Hallelujah.
27. You got to walk in Psalm, Hallelujah, 25.
Thank you
you got to do what Psalm 150 says.
Praise
the Lord.
Praise
the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Do you have it? Like the Bible said. Do you have it?
Yes, Lord.
Do you have it?
Hallelujah.
Do you have it like the Bible said? Yes, I got it. Yes, I got it. Yes, I got it like the Bible says. Yes, I got it. Yes, I got it. Yes, I got it like the Bible says. Well, we gone. We gone. In the name of Jesus. Thank God for my wife.
Thank God for my wife.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus. You've been listening to God's Spoken Word with Prophet Johnson Lee Simpson Jr. and Sister Luella Simpson. Trailblazers for Jesus. You can correspond with them at P.O. Box 8321, Alexandria, Louisiana 71301, or phone them at 919-394-8262. Be sure to join us next time for God's Spoken Word. Crime Stoppers pays up to $2,500 for information leading to an arrest. Crime Stoppers pays, and you never give your name, and you never appear in court. No one knows but you and Crime Stoppers. Crime Stoppers reports the crime to the police, so you're never involved. Your life, your family, your home, your neighborhood, they're too precious to just give it to criminals. Get paid up to $2,500. 443-7867. 443-STOP. Don't ignore crime in your neighborhood. If you see something, know something, then say something. Crime Stoppers. 443-7867. 443-STOP. KAYT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9.
KID KQJOFM. Don't start now. Praising Him.
So many times we feel lost because we've strayed away or somehow lost our way. And you feel that what you've done you cannot recover from. But remember the word says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Forgive me, Lord. It's me again. Forgive me, Lord. It's me again. I've disobeyed your word. I've slipped out of your will. Regretful I stand.
It's me.